This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the normal end-of-year scenario for the Congress as lawmakers try to jam through a bunch of big bills this week and adjourn for the year, but it won't surprise me if their departure gets delayed until sometime late next week. The biggest unfinished item is a series of government funding bills, as Friday is the next government shutdown deadline, and it may be that Congress has to approve a short-term extension. Meanwhile, a major bipartisan military bill is on hold as President Trump has said he'll veto it because it does not deal with an issue which is unrelated to the Pentagon. If you missed the details of the new jobs report on Friday, we should revisit the specifics because it definitely shows the pace of economic growth in the U.S. is slowing. 245,000 jobs were created in November, but that was the slowest month since things started reopening from the coronavirus outbreak. Overall, almost 10 million Americans who lost their job back in March and April are still out of work, reinforcing the need, some would argue, for the Congress to approve more aid for small businesses and the long-term unemployed. Tomorrow marks 5 weeks since the elections, and absolutely nothing has changed for President Trump, even as he continues to amplify a series of unsupported charges about election fraud. The weekend brought more bad results for the president in the courts, as the record for the Trump campaign and Republicans is getting close to 50 defeats and only one minor legal victory. So far, not a single judge has accepted the evidence brought forward by the Trump campaign about election fraud, as President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in at the U.S. Capitol in just over 6 weeks.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.